Dan's holding it.
Zoom recording. Okay, so right, sort of previously on Amir al-Nahri, we got to the through the opinions that said basically you're allowed to do Amir al-Nahri, right, by a shvus she'im bo maisa. That's the Gemara, and the sort of the first explanation we had was Amir al-Nahri is really the shvus she'im bo maisa that we're talking about. So you're allowed to ask a guy to do any malacha, even a malacha d'oraisa, as long as you're doing it letzorach mitzvah. Right? You need to do a bris milah on Shabbos, and you ask the guy to go, you know, forge me a knife. And you go to your village blacksmith, and he, like, you know, turns on the forge and forges a knife. So lots of malachas involved, all d'oraisa. He brings it through Rosh Hasharabim. He goes and boils water for the, you know, for the ER. And like the whole nine yards, right? That's the first approach. And the question is, well, why, right? Why should that really matter? Why should that help us? So really there are like two ways to explain that idea that by Amir al-Nahri, as opposed to, let's say, other Yisurei d'Rabbanan, we'd be matir the makom mitzvah. One was very practically, there's no action, right? Which the iter explained means, okay, it's like an iser she'im bo maisa. And in general, Yisurim Sheim Bo Maisa, just like by a lav Sheim Bo Maisa, you don't get Malkus. So in Yisur Darabana Sheim Bo Maisa, like Amir al-Nahri, is just less usser, right? Or it's less problematic. There's no Maisa Avera, there's no Maisa Isser. So, okay, so, you know, you told the guy to do X, Y, and Z. In general, you're not allowed to do that. But there's no fundamental object or action that was usser. And because of that, there's just less, you know, less to sink your teeth in terms of it being a chefsa shel iser. And once there's less, you know, less meat to the iser, it's less corporeal, let's say. So memela, it's just easier to be mati. It's easier to be doche because we're not allowing you to do a maisa iser on Shabbos. We're just, you know, like letting you speak to the guy when we normally don't let you. Right? It's almost like we're giving you permission to do something we don't generally let you do. We're not getting rid of or allowing some sort of maisis, or which is more problematic. That was the Itzer's approach. Rabbi Yehonasan actually said, "Oh, the level of Isser doesn't change just because one's in action and one's one's speaking. Right? If the Rabbanan said it's usher to speak these words, then that's usher. And if the Rabban and if it's usher to do this action, it's usher. Same level of Isser, but on a very very super practical level." Right, as to quote Shakespeare, right, words to the heat of deeds, too cold breath gives. It's just like, okay, you know, it's speaking is, you know, sort of like, not only is it not quite action, it's almost the opposite of doing something, right? Speaking about doing something is just like the greatest way to make sure it never actually happens. So it says to Rabbi Yonasan, if you're sitting on your couch and you're telling the guy to do a malacha, we're not worried that you're really going to come to do the malacha, because we're not actually letting you do anything. Right? You're just still sitting on your couch. The jump, the activation energy that you need to get from sitting on the couch to doing a malacha, right, is much more than if you already got off the couch and you're doing something, you know, to then go and do something that's problematic. So those both focus on the fact that there's no physical action involved and you're rather speaking, one on a more fundamental level and one on a very practical level, right? On the other side, we saw the option that no, right? There's something fundamental, something inherent in Amir al-Nahri that makes it more mutter than makom mitzvah. Right? What is that? So, right, we saw that in general in Amir al-Nahri, there are two options of how to understand Amir al-Nahri. Is it about the maisa? It's about the shlichus, the guy is going to do the malacha on your behalf, so the end result is problematic? Or that the problem is the dibur, you're not allowed to tell the Amir al-Nahri is the problem. Right, so the Sheilto said that Amir al-Nahri is the problem, but the Isser is based on something called, right, Vidaber Davar. You're not allowed to talk about malacha on Shabbos. So just like you're not allowed to talk about doing a malacha, you're also not allowed to ask someone to do a malacha for you. But that's only true, right, when it comes to Chetzei Hedya, when it comes to something you're doing for yourself. Something that you're doing, Letzorech Gavoha, right, something that's for mitzvah, is actually mutter, which is also why you're allowed to talk about like the tzedakah fund or, you know, the shul's endowment on Shabbos. You're allowed to make an appeal for tzedakah or Israel bonds, you know, to give a more classic example on Shabbos, right? But you're not allowed to talk about the stock market on Shabbos. So here too, you're allowed to ask the guy to do a davar mitzvah because the dibur about a mitzvah is mutter. While if it's a dibur about something mundane, then it would be aser, right? So v'dabr davar aser is only dibur about chefzei hedyo, not chefzei shemaim, and it's tzorach mitzvah, it's chefzei shemaim, so it's totally fine. The Urayim said like the same thing, just about shlichus. Right? It's about the mice, it's about the shlichus, but the shlichus is only a problem if he's your shliach. So if you tell him to do something totally for his own benefit that has no connection to you, there's no shlichus. If you tell him, oh, why don't you go and, I don't know, like, you know, make yourself a nice cup of tea, you look like you have a bit of a cold, right? So you're not benefiting from that. The guy is the one who's benefiting from that. You told him to make a cup of tea and told him to like cook, boil up some hot water. So fine, that's, you know, not your, for your own benefit. He's not your shliach. He's not your agent. He's acting on his own behalf. Same thing by a mitzvah, right? Says the Yerim, he's operating on his own behalf. And therefore, he's not your shliach either because of mitzvos lav lehenos nitna. So you get nothing out of it on a sort of physical level. Or because he's like shliach shel shamayim, right? He's God's shliach to do this. So either one of those, at the end of the day, we're basically going to say, okay, you know, he's not your shliach, and therefore amur lenachri simply doesn't apply b'mako mitzvah. Okay, that's more fundamental, right? Both the Shiltos and the Yidureim are saying that the fundamental concept of amur lenachri is inapplicable to a case of mitzvah, either because the dibor is not aser, or because the shlichos is not shlichos for you, but shlichos for Hashem, shlichos for the mitzvah, v'chul. Okay. The Rif, however, disagrees with this whole approach. The Rif says that the entire concept of Amir Lenachri, right, is never going to be nitar b'makom isr d'oraisa. You can't have an Amir Lenachri b'makom mitzvah by an isr d'oraisa, right? When we talked about a shvus, the shvus, the Makom Mitzvah, we were talking about doing an Isser de Rabbanan with Amir Lenachri. Okay, and just here's like a chart for that. Right? The Bahag, actually, no, I'll just read it inside first. Hachad Ka'amar, Ha de Amris Amir Lenachri Shvos, Vikama Damisula Lishvos de Haza, Da Sira, Lo Shanilach Bishvos de Amir Lenachri. He says, right, Rabbah saying back to Abaya, you're not mechalik in Amir Lenachri between a shvus de isbe malacha, the shvus de leisbe malacha. You're not going to be mechalik between an isa de rabbanan with that you're doing inside of Amir Lenachri, as opposed to doing an isa de oraisa through Amir Lenachri. Okay? De ha marlo amale zil achim le. I had never told him to boil water. That would be an Esser D'oraisa, right? The Isbe Malacha. Ela Aisi Limi Go Beisai Ka'amar Le. The Tiltu Ba'almahu De Leisbe Malacha. I'm only asking him to bring it through a Chatzar Sheinemu Rebes. The Shmas Mina. The Chi Amrinan Amira Lenachri Shfus B'davar Shehu Malacha. And Amira Lenachri is an Isser D'rabanan only when you're asking the guy to do a Malacha. But if you're asking the guy to do something that's not an actual malacha, it's not really an isser derabanan to ask the guy to do it. Right? You don't need to get rid of the girsa that says, oh, I never told him to boil the water. Maisa umalachi b'hai inyana chada milsa. Ah, why do we call it leis b'maisa, not leis b'malacha? Right, because the whole word of the Rif is that we're talking about Amir Lenachri, where there's no Isra Malacha. You're only doing Isra Darabana. You're asking the guy to do an Isra Darabana, right? So why is that an inbo maisa? That's inbo malacha. No, because malacha means, maisa means malacha. Dekaru inshi l'malacha maisa. Right, the 6 days of action are not days where you can act, and on Shabbos you are incapable of action. Right, it's that Shabbos you can't do malacha. Ah, you see that we're calling malacha maisa. Right, you can't agree, follow the Baal Halachos Gedolos, who said that you could ask the guy to do an Isser D'oraisa. Okay, so the Rif, just to illustrate, the Bahag, right, said that we're dealing with a case of shvus de isbe maisa, as opposed to shvus de inbo maisa, means amir nulo lenachri, which is inbo maisa, as opposed to, right, shar shvusim, right, where there's a maisa involved. This is dibor. Amir lenachri is dibor. Shar shvusim is, you know, you're actually doing an action. So with makom mitzvah, we're matir dibor to a guy. We're not matir an action of a shvus. Okay? And this is Rabban. The Rif says, no. The chakira of isbe maisa, leisbe maisa, is not between amir lenachri and shar shvusim, but it's within amir lenachri. Right? The Gemara said there's a chakira, right, of isbe maisa, leisbe maisa. The Bhag says it's, oh, b'makom mitzvah, isbe maisa is aser, leisbe maisa is mutter. The Rif says, no. With the chakira is within amir lenachri. Amir lenachri, leis be maisa, is by Yisurei Darabanan. There's no maisa malacha, as opposed to amir lenachri by Nisus Oraisa, which is yesh bo malacha. So the chakira of yesh bo maisa, leis bo maisa, is within amir lenachri, right? So you're doing an iser, you're doing amir lenachri to have the guy do an iser Darabanan. That's when it's going to be okay. Okay, now here's the question, right? What's the lumdus here, right? What's this? Why? Why would you say something like that? Like, why be mechalek? Why, you know? I understand, like we talked, right? We understood why amir lenachri might be different than other isurim, right? Yesh bo maisa, yesh bo maisa. Why is it that you would be matir amir lenachri b'makom shavus for tzarach mitzvah? Right, so you're doing amir lenachri to have him do an iser derabanan for a mitzvah. Why should that be mutter? Yair?
Well, so one possibility would be that we're so far removed from any iser deoraita anyways that it's much easier to permit it sometimes or always.
Very good, right? It's at some point, right? It's a derabanan, on a derabanan, b'makom mitzvah, right? The deraisa that we're trying to, you know, most derabanans are usually a geder that we're trying to protect a deraisa, right? At some point, it's just so far removed that, like, what are we worried about, right? Just like in general, the classic idea of ingozim and gzera l'gzera. Okay, does it have to be dafka amir lenachri? Let's say I want to do an Issa Darabanan with a Shkashinoi. I'm just giving an example. Or an Issa Darabanan on an Issa Darabanan. Would that also help? Yeah, Rachel.
I feel like that's where the Inbo Maisa comes in. Meaning it's you're not actually doing anything. So therefore it's a Darabanan and it's all in Maisa.
So then that would also be fine. But it doesn't have to be Dafka Mila Nachra.
So specifically with the Amir Nachri, it's okay, but if you wanted to move something with a Shinoi, that feels more like a Maisa.
Okay, fine. Right. So you're saying, okay, you're fine. So you're saying Dafka, no. Dafka, it would only be within Amir Nachri, because you're saying you need like a combination of factors. Right? You need both, you're not doing a Maisa, which is problematic, and whatever is happening is only, you know, is so far removed from the Daraisa. Okay, you're fine. Any other options, right? So Rachel saying Dafka would be, Svara would Dafka be within a Derabanan, within Amir Lenachri. And Yair saying it would, right, should be any two Derabanans. Right? But both of those are fundamentally the idea of, right, it's just very far removed from this or Daraisa. What else could you say? I'm going to bring up a few options. So it's like, you know.
I could say that this is a very exceptional case. If it's happening for like a tzorech mitzvah and it's only a derabanan, then you know, it's clear to everyone that this is not normal and is not supposed to normally be done. And so there's no worry that we're going to then move on to a deoraita.
Okay, all right. Yeah, I think that's very similar to what you were first saying. Yeah, so that's why you also need to be a tzorech mitzvah. Yeah, Rachel.
I feel like one of the commentaries were saying this about that, because now you're having two mitzvos like head to head, and which one will you take over the other? So if it's a mitzvah that you could say is almost Doche Shabbos, and that would take precedence. So that would be a reason.
Yeah, so that's okay. So that's already cheating though, because that's already later.
Yeah.
You're right. That's later in the chart where there are other Rishonim who threw out this whole chart and say, no, you can't just do it by any mitzvah. Right? The good thing is that's right. That's a proof that says, it's not just like, automatic, that just because you have like enough derabanans, it's going to be mutter, right? Like, I don't know. Let's say you wouldn't say like, midal raisa, things are batel barov. And of bechalav is only derabanan, right? So if I have a mixture of like 40%, something that's just like 20% milk and like 20% chicken, then like, it's only a derabanan, and it's like only like not batel midarabanan, so it's like two derabanans. So like if I'm really hungry and it's Shabbos, I can eat it in my cholent, Like no one, I don't think anyone would say that, right? Like put the 20% milk in the 20% of the cholent should be milk. 20% will be chicken. And then, midal raisa, it's like, assuming that you think it's batel barov, so then it's like, it's all not batel midarabanan, and it's of bechalav. Right? Obviously not. Right? So you'd have to say, it can't just be, it's so layered. As essentially to say, actually, no, like even for tzarach mitzvah, and even in general, we wouldn't, right? Stafka got to be a case where, like, the mitzvah itself would be docha shabbat. I was going to say that another option is that fundamental, and I think Rachel sort of was touching on this, is a fundamental tamir lanachri. There's no act, right? There's no action. There's no maisa iser. There's no maisa malacha, right? So if you're not doing, there's no maisa because you're doing amir lanachri, and there's no maisa malacha involved, says the Rif, because, right, you're in Esther Darabanan. So like at some point, there's just like no maisa at all. Now, we're going to get into trying to sharpen that in a moment. Right, but it's potentially, there's something about the combination of the fact that it's like an Isser, there's no Maisa Malacha, right, which the riff is really interested in, like, Maisa means Malacha. So Maisa Malacha involved. So it's Usser, right? But it's sort of Usser. There's no like Maisa. That's Usser. And you're not doing any Maisa at all because it's the guys who's doing the action. Right? And stuff within it. So if you look at the, just to highlight this, if you look at the riff again, the riff kind of says, right, Dichi amrinan amira linachri shvus bidavar shehu milacha. Amira linachri is only usser if you're doing it to do a malacha. Abal bidavar she'eno malacha, kigon hai, lo amrinan bay amira linachri shvus. When you're having the guy do an isser darabanan, right, it's like there's no isser there. There's no isser afir amira linachri even. Because there's no Maisa Malacha being done, right? So we're going to get into this in a minute, but what you kind of see is that, at least for the Rif, it seems like there's something about Amira Lenachri that when you're having the guy do an Isser Darabanan, it's almost like there's no Isser. Okay, now just to pull back from that, okay, so that's like, sounds like, it's Dafka Amira Lenachri. If you look at this, the Ritva and the Ran and the Rajba, who agree with the Rif. So when they quote this Shita, when they talk about it, they say, Shmamina, lo hitiru amira legoi ela shvus dishvus. Kihacha, damrele zil aisile, bahavole bimavoi, dafilu shvianu, shvianu Yisrael, leka ela shvus darabanan, aba malacha daraisa lo. Because even if Yisrael did it, it would just be an Isser darabanan. So if it's a shvus dishvus, if it's an Isser darabanan, on an Isser Darabanan, then b'makom mitzvah u'matir, right? Who's al hitir shavus dishavus, right? He says, the Ran also says, and the Rif says it's only mutter if it's a shavus dishavus, if it's two Darabanans, right? So the Ran and the Ritva are talking about it, is it's not a question of amira l'nachri by a Darabanan, it's because it's a shavus dishavus, it's a two Darabanans, right? Which is more what Yair was emphasizing, right? So just to chart it, right? The Ritva and the Ran and the Rajba all seem to say it's any shivus de shivus for makom mitzvah. It's any time you have two darabanan stacked for a makom mitzvah. And according to the Rif, it was dafka mir lenachri. Okay. Why?
Oh, the Ritva and the Ran, they're also talking within the realm of Amir al-Nahri.
The context is Amir al-Nahri, right? But the Svara, the logic, the defining feature, meaning the case is Amir al-Nahri. That's the case in the Gemara. But the defining features of that case, right, is because it's a Shavas de Shavas. Why were they Mati Amir al-Nahri? Because it's a Shavas de Shavas, right? Meaning, I would have said, and this is what the Rif says, right? The Rif says, the Amira Gufa ben Shavas de Shavas, right? What are we mechalik between? Lo shani lacha b'shvus de amira gufa bein shvus de ish b'malacha l'shvus de ish b'malacha. You're not mechalik within amira l'nachri between daraisas and darabanans. Because when we say that amira l'nachri shvus b'davar shu malacha, amira l'nachri is a shvus, it's an ish darabanan that's, all right, counter to Shabbos, only when we're dealing with an actual ish malacha. But b'davar she'ino malacha kigon hai lo amrina be'amir l'nachri shvus. But if there's no actual malacha, so right, we'll say that there's no amir l'nachri going on, right? Amir l'nachri basically just doesn't apply if you're telling the guy to do a derabana, says the Rith. Right now, part of the question is wait a second, but we clearly think that it's only allowed in makom mitzvah, right? We're gonna get to that. Right, but it sounds from the Rif that there's like a fundamental difference between Amir al-Nahri by a Derabanan and Amir al-Nahri in general, and that would not apply to any two Derabanans. While the Ritva and the Ran say, oh, the logic is because it's a Shavas, the Shavas, it's a double Derabanan. Right? So just to give a few explanations of this then, Amir al-Nahri be'isur Derabanan, why should that be better? Right? So the Rambam says, right, like the Rif, it seems like he only talks about Amir al-Nahri. Asr lomar l'goy lasos lanu malacha b'Shabbos, afal pi she'inu mitzvah ala Shabbos. The afal pi she'omer lo mikodam ha-Shabbos. The afal pi she'inu tzarech l'osa malacha el lachar ha-Shabbos. V'davar zeh asr midivrei sofrim, kidei she'lo tia Shabbos kala be'einehem, v'yavau lasos be'atzman. Okay? What's the Isser? The Isser is so lo yehe Shabbos kaila be'ina, right? We saw before that for the Rambam, Amir al-Nahri is Isser because it's pogeya, right, in Shabbos, in a more broader sense, right? It undermines the fundamental, you know, Isser malacha status of Shabbos. Okay. Davar she'ino malacha ve'in Isser la'asoso b'Shabbos el mishum Shabbos. Let's say something's not a malacha, though. Let's say it's only Isser mishum Shabbos. Mutter li Yisrael, lomar the guy lasoso b'Shabbos, v'hu she'iya sham mikzas choli, o she'iya tzarech l'davar tzarech harbe, o m'bnei mitzvah. Right? Really, if it's a shvus, the shvus, then it's basically, it's not mizalzel b'Shabbos, it's not pogeh b'Shabbos, to have a guy doing something which isn't really usher on Shabbos midaraisa. Right? It's not mizalzel b'Shabbos, because you're not being involved in malacha. Right? So really, davar she'ino malacha, you know, remutra le'omer le'gai. Right? Then he sort of adds in the caveat at the end, oh, v'hu she'iya sham mikzas choli, or tzorech mitzvah, right? He says, oh, you know, you can only do it if there's a mitzvah involved, there's a necessity. But again, the reasoning is essentially, amir al-Nahri, to have a guy do a malacha is zilzul Shabbos. It undermines the isra malacha, right? If you're not having him do a malacha, so you're not undermining Shabbos. So there's really not such an issue, right? There's only an issue if, you know, if you're having him do a malacha. So you're involved in doing malacha on Shabbos. And you're right, you're not doing it via dayim, but at the end of the day, you're involved in malacha on Shabbos. So that's zilzul Shabbos, right? That undermines Shabbos and the kedusha of Shabbos. But that's only true if you're involved in malacha. If you're involved in something which is usher as a geder for something else, so there's no real undermining of Shabbos there, right? So that, I think, is definitely one way to take this issue and say, look, dafka within Amir al-Nahri, where the Isser is that you're being mezalzel b'Shabbos by being involved in malacha. So if you're not doing the Amir al-Nahri to do malacha, so you're not really doing Amir al-Nahri, right? So Amir al-Nahri just doesn't apply. That's one approach. That's the Rambam's approach. The Ravya says something very much like what Yair was saying. Amir al-Gai b'Yisur d'Oraisa is nidon kilo osi Yisrael ba'atma Yisur d'Arabanan. So he says, oh, telling the guy to do a malacha is an Isra Darabana. So you're just doing an Isra Darabana, be a dang, right? The Rabbanan said, don't tell the guy to do a malacha. You did. So you just did an Isra Darabanan. There's no difference in terms of the action. Like, oh, you did a maisa. You didn't do a maisa. You did the Isra Darabanan. However, the Asar Vila Mako Mitzvah, Levad, Me'onin Mutzoro Beis of Pras, Lo Hev Midu Divrahim. There are like a few cases where the Rabbanan said that you're allowed to do an Isra Darabanan, be a dayim, in order to do a mitzvah. Why? Because in those cases, because you're not really going to come to do an Isra Daraisa if they're matir that b'makom mitzvah. Aval b'shar mikomos gazru hecha da'asi lechlufe b'daraisa. Now, if I let you do the Isra Darabanan be a daim b'makom mitzvah, so the next time you might end up doing Isra Daraisa, right? Kidarmina gabehu yinuka. And that's why, in our case here in Erevin, right? The whole reason why it's aser is because if I let you do it in a chatzar shena mureves, which is aser midrabanan, right? Next time you might carry the water to a rishos harabim, right? Now let's say I ask the guy to do it. Let's say the guy is carrying it through a chatzar shena mureves, and then next time I ask the guy to do it through a rishos harabim. What horrible thing has happened? Nothing, right? Says the Revia. So why is it? It's exactly what Yair said. It's just a question of how close you are to the Daraisa. The Revia said, what am I really worried about? I'm really, really worried that you're going to do the Isra Daraisa. So if I have let you do Amir Lenachri in general, right? You might, first you're going to ask the guy to do it, and then you're going to get involved and you'll do it yourself. But what? Let's say, right, you're not asking the guy to do an Isra Daraisa, you're asking the guy to do an Isra Darabanan. So the worst case scenario is that you get involved and you do an Isra Darabanan, right? You still haven't done the Daraisa. So for a Makom Mitzvah, will be Matir or Amir Lenachri Makom Shvas, or in this case, really should be any Shvas to Shvas, sounds like for the Rav Yah, because the whole Chashash is that you'll do the Daraisa, but here the Chashash would be that you'll do the Darabanan. So Makom Mitzvah, right, we're willing to, you know, take the risk that you might next time accidentally do an Isra Darabanan. Right? But again, just a question of how close you are to the doing the Isra Daraisa. For the Rambam, right, it's Amir Lenachri B'Isra Darabanan. But again, right, the whole idea is there, right? Shalei Teishab is Kala Be'inav. So here, there's no Isra Malacha, so there's no, right, you're much further away from the Daraisa, so that you're not involved in doing a Daraisa. You're not involved in Malacha and Shabbos, so there's no Zilzal. For the Rav Yah, it's much more practical, right? You're not getting the guy to do an Isra Daraisa. So even if you end up doing it, you're not going to end up being over an Isra Daraisa. So we're not worried that you'll do an Isra Daraisa. Okay, so it's the same point, right? Of are you involved in a Daraisa or not? But for the Rambam, it's because fundamentally that is Zilzul Shabbos, and if there's no Daraisa, there's no Zilzul Shabbos. And for the Rav Yah, is are we worried that you're going to do a Daraisa or not? Okay, just to chart it, right within this idea that. Is it just any shvus to shvus makom mitzvah? Or no, it's dafka mir lenachri, right? By a darabanan. So the riff sounded like, oh, it's fundamental that a mir lenachri just doesn't really apply by darabanans. We're going to get back to that in a second. The Rav Yah says, because the whole point is it's a chashash, and here there's no chashash because there's no daraisa. And the Rambam says it's all zilzul Shabbos because you're involved in doing malacha, but here there's no malacha, so you're not being mezalzel on Shabbos. Okay. Now, the Sefer HaMachria, which is the Chuvos of the Tosos Rid, says as follows. He asks on the Rif, he read the Rif, and he says, wait a second, what did the Rif say? The Rif said that fundamentally, Amir Lenachri shouldn't apply by the Rabbanans, right? So then he says, wait a second, Davar She'imbo Malacha, Lo Amrinan Be Amir Lenachri Shvos. According to that, you should always be able to do Amir Lenachri by Darabanans. You should just be able to ask a guy to do any Isra Darabanan. Who cares about Makom Mitzvah? Because there's no Isra Amir Lenachri, right? Right? V'divrei Rabbi Yitzchak heim betelim, she'in lismoch aleihem, v'hu osir asa motir, u'matir asa asur, kasher ava'er, u'lefi dvarav matir b'chol yisurin Darabanan la'sosu na'i de'akum, v'in adavarkim. He says, logically, according to the Rif, you have to say that every Isra Darabanan you're allowed to do, Ayidei Gai. Now, the Rif doesn't say that. The Rif limits it to Makom Mitzvah, right? But he's saying logically that makes no sense. Now, was that true? According to the Rambam, according to the Ravya, makes a lot of sense, right? Because at the end of the day, you're still right involved in some sort of Isser, whether it's Isser Daraisa, Isser Darabanan, right? Isser Darabanan and Isser Darabanan is still Isser Dimi Darabanan. So why should it be Mutter, right? For the Rith, right? What the Machriya understands in the Rith is that fundamentally there's no din of Amir Lenachri by an Isser Darabanan. Now, the Asman Daraisa, or Shlomo Kluger, he doesn't agree with this, but he brings it down. It's like, oh, everyone else says this, that there's a huge difference between an Isser Daraisa and an Isser Darabanan. In Isser Daraisa, he says, it's chalik on the chefta. There's like a chalos to when you do an Isser Daraisa. Right? Either, let's say you have a piece of chazer, so it is chazer. It is an Isser Daraisa. Right? It has its own identity. When you have something that's only Asr Midrabanan, so then you as a gavra, a person, are not allowed to eat it, but it, right, is just, you know, same old boring thing that it was, you know, before the Rabbanan were gozer. Okay? So he says, well, he quotes that, this idea that every Isser Darabanan is the Rabbanan telling you that you can't do this, right? It's a chovas hagavra. You personally are obligated to do something or not to do something, right? But in terms of the end result, in terms of the object, in terms of the maisa, in terms of the totsa, there's no actual chefsa or totsa of iser. Okay? Now, why could that be so important? In general, right? Okay, fine. That's interesting. But at the end of the day, it still should be aser, right? The Rabbanan said you can't do it, and it's aser as iser gavra, so you're not allowed to do it. When does it become, when does that really matter, perhaps?
Maybe b'di'evad, like after the action has been done, if you're allowed to get hana from it.
Okay, good. Right, so that's a one nafkamina, right? Would be like b'di'evad, right? How much is like, let's say, would the chefta become like an isra chefta, would it be yasra b'hana, right? What about for us, particularly for the riff? How can that help us with the riff?
Yeah, if it's a dirabanan in a dirabanan, then it's. I don't know how it works with the gavra part.
Right. Now, it wouldn't necessarily help us with the gavra part because you're not allowed to do A, right? And midrabanan, you're also not allowed to do B. So even if you do A through B, you're still not allowed. So that wouldn't help, right? That should still be aser. But how would it help the riff? Dafka the riff.
Oh, if there's no maisa, then the gavra's not doing anything.
Right, and who's doing the? So, right, and how? What are we dealing with according to the riff?
Dealing with Amir Lenachri, which is no maisa, and no maisa, which means not deraisa, and there's also no maisa.
I think so. I'm gonna rephrase it. But yes, you're definitely on the right track. If an Isser Darabanan is a chovas hagavra, right, which means that the physical action has no status in and of itself, right? There's no maisa malacha if you do a malacha midrabanan, right? What have you done? You have right been over on lotasar. You have been sar from the tzivui of the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan commanded you to act in a certain way, and you're not doing that, right? You're not listening. It's like almost like when your parents tell you, like, oh, you got to do this. Right? And then you go and do it. And let's say nothing bad happened, right? Or whatever, right? But you didn't listen to us. You're like, well, but nothing bad happened, right? And they say, no, but you didn't listen, right? The din, the ikar chiyuv, is that you're supposed to listen, right? Is the fact that you're supposed to be shomea to the tzivui of the Rabbanan. That's a chovas hagavra. The guy is a guy, right? Which, in this tautological statement, means he's not in suvit to listen to the Rabbanan. Right, when a guy does a malacha on Shabbos, he's not allowed to do the malacha, but what he did was a malacha. Right, he did a malacha. He's allowed to. In fact, he might be chayv to, because right, we might guy shabbos chayv misa. So actually, the guy might be chayv to do malacha on Shabbos. Right, but at the end of the day, what he did was a malacha. Right, when I do an Issur Darabanan on Shabbos, I have, right, not listened to the Rabbanan. So I did the Issur Darabanan. I violated an obligation that was upon me. If a guy does an Issur Darabanan on Shabbos, what happened?
He's good.
Right. And what happened is absolutely nothing, right? Says the, you know, basically says the Rif. The guy didn't do anything, right? He has no Chovas HaGavra, right? I have the Chovas HaGavra. I didn't do anything, right? The guy did it. So what's the Isra of Amir al-Nachri, says the Rif? The Isra of Amir al-Nachri is to do Melacha through a guy, right? Kol Melacha lo ye'ase bahem. Or is it din in shlichus, right? That the guy's action is attributable to me. But there was no act, there was no malacha. The Isra Amir al-Nachri, says the Rif, is to have a guy do malacha for you. Right? It's that the action of the guy and the totsah of the guy's actions are then attributable back to me or my responsibility. But if it's an Isra Darabanan, says the Rif, there is no totsah, right? There's no action. Nothing happened. Because there's no Chovas HaGavra on the guy. So when he does it, right, it just doesn't register, right? If the guy walks through a Carmelis on Shabbos with hot water, then nothing happened because he's not, you know, there's no din that says that the guy walking through a Carmelis counts as anything, right? It's just not a halachically relevant action. And, right, and you can't even say, oh, but there's a totsa of the Maisa Malacha of Hotza because he didn't do a Maisa Malacha of Hotza. Right? If so, says the Rif, then if you do Amir al-Nachri for an Issur Darabanan, you haven't done anything at all. Right? Because nothing happened. The Issur is to cause something to happen through a guy. But if nothing happened, so you didn't cause anything to happen, you didn't do anything wrong by telling the guy to do it. Right? Now, this Tosos Rib says, you're right. That's brilliant. Except, right? Then how can you limit it to Makom Mitzvah? And if you say in a chanami, right, which is kind of what like the Rambam sort of says, is like, yeah, the fact that it's limited to makom mitzvah is kind of like a side point, right? The Rambam says like, oh, it's really mutter by a shvus. Amir al-Nachri b'shvus is mutter, except that you have like this condition that you're only allowed to do it by, you know, by makom mitzvah, right? So I think the answer is in a chanami, right? It's a totally secondary issue that you're not allowed to do it by makom. Except the makom mitzvah. The Rif says fundamentally Amir al-Nachri doesn't apply by Issur Darabanan, and it just happens to be that you're not allowed to do it, you know, shalom makom mitzvah, because, you know, like you're just not allowed to do it, shalom makom mitzvah. Right? Why? Because it's Zilzul Shabbos, it's not Shabbos stick, it's like Uvdan Dechol. I don't know, you know, we'll have to pull out one of those. But ultimately, says the Tosus Rid, says that, like, if you think that, then there's just no problem, because Amir al-Nachri is telling the guy to do something, and here the guy isn't doing anything because there's no Chovas HaGavra on the guy not to listen to the Rabbanan. Okay? So I think that's amazing, Hesber. And then obviously it's only a din in Amir al-Nachri, right? Because if I do an Issur Darabanan through an Issur Darabanan, a Shavuos Tishvos, I just did an Issur Darabanan, right? It doesn't really matter how many I pile on top of each other. At the end of the day, I still, right, as a Chovas HaGavra, it doesn't change anything, it's still Aser. But if I'm doing it Amir al-Nachri through a guy and there's just no chalos to the guy's actions, then nothing happened. Okay, now that's Gishmak, right? So what we come down to it is it any shvus tishvus? And then it's either, oh, it's, you know, it's too far detached. It's like a gzera l'gzera, and, you know, that just sort of waters it down too much. Or you could say, lo himidu divrehem. Right? The Rabbanan said, oh, you know, we're makbid on the Isser of Shavuos b'makom mitzvah because of we're worried that you'll do the Doraisa, but if it's two steps removed, so we're just not so worried, and therefore the Rabbanan just said, oh, you're allowed to. Okay, it was, you know, Lo Hamidu Devarim is a little bit more like the Rabbanan like all got together and said so, as opposed to Gzera L'Gzera is more like, oh, like in the rule book it's almost like too watered down. They're very similar. Or no, it's Dafka Mir L'Nachri. Either, right, the Rav Yossi says, because the chashash is that the Yisrael will do it by himself by Amir al-Nachri. And here there's no chashash, right? Because the Jew, even if he jumps in and does what the guy does, he's only going to do Nisra Darabanan. The Rambam says there's no Zozul Shabbos. And the Rif, I think, basically says, yeah, in a chanami, there's no Maisa, right? There's no chalos to the guy's doing Nisra Darabanan. So Amira Lenachri by Nesed Rabbanon is basically nothing at all. And therefore, there's no problem with Makom Mitzvah. Ah, why can't you do it always? Says the Sefer HaMachriya, says the Tosfos Reb. Answer is, oh, because, you know, it's like not Shabbistic, it's not like appropriate, you know, something along those lines. Okay, right, so, right, the first approach in this whole sugya was to say, you have Shvashim Bomaisa, that means you're allowed to do Amir Lenachrim Makom Mitzvah. That was the Bahag Shita. And then the Amir Lenachrim Be'Isr Darabanan, only if you're telling the guy to do an Isr Darabanan, that was the Rif's approach, right? The next approach is, one second. Oh, yes. Sorry, just like as a side point, I just want to throw this in here because it's cool. Right? Remember that we were saying logically, you know, you got to have, it just, you know, says the Tosfos Shrid, like, why can't you just do it anytime? It's in Bayan Sudar Banan. So if you remember back from when we were dealing with Amir Lenachri in general, what about Amir Lenachri to do an Sudar Banan? Right? So we said, oh, like that was the first sugya we kind of like put in as an afgimina. Is it like Amira? Is it Shlichus? So just, there's a Tosfos, Ran, Nichus the Ran, who says, Yish Mefarshim, Amir Lakuti Shvus, Bitmiha, Heich Efsha Shehe Aser, Delo Amru Amir Lakuti Shvus, Ela Beisr Torah, Aval Beschiros to Eno Aser, Ela Midrabanan, Lo Asru Lo Malakuti. So he, like, Ran brings down, like, a Yish Mefarshim, this is like in Echanami. It's Amir Lanakri is only Aser by Daraisis, not by Darabanans. Right? So it's like, obviously, you know, everyone rejects that cheetah and definitely not true. But it just brings out how logically compelling I think what the Rif is saying is that this shita, you know, this Yish Mefarshim in the Miuchas Laran is saying that, yeah, in a chenami, like, you really should be able to. It shouldn't be answered by an Esther Abana because there's no chalos. Okay. Fine. Rachel pointed out earlier that maybe, right, maybe the whole thing is kind of wrong. Maybe our whole assumption so far has been we're talking about like the mechanics of like the Yisurim, right? Maybe it's not so much the mechanics of the Yisurim that we're trying to overcome, right? It's that, and that like, you know, because like, oh, you found like a chink in the armor of the Yisurim that allows you to be Matir B'Makom Mitzvah, either because it's in B'Maisa or it's Amir Lenachri B'Makom Shvus or it's a Shvus to Shvus. So Tosos and Gittin and the Ramban both bring up the idea that maybe it's only Dafka by Mila, right? Maybe only by Mitzvahs Mila, which is itself Docha Shabbos. So then you can, you know, the Machshire Mila can be Docha and Esther Darabon, right? Or Shvus to Shvus, right? Dafka Mishum Mila Dihi Gufa Dachya Shabbos Itiru, right? Because Shabbos, Gabi Mila, Lefisha Nitna Shabbos Lidchos Etzla, Shar Mitzvos In Dochen Shvus Klal, Afilu Ali De Goy, Right, so Ramban says, "What are you talking about? In Isra Darabanan, Asra Midarabanan. A Shvus Dishvus is just also Asra Darabanan, right? A Shvus Dishvus Dishvus is Asra Midarabanan," says Ramban. So the only time that it's okay is B'Mako Mila, where Mila itself is Docha Shabbos. So we'll say that the Machshire Mila, right, the necessary precursors to Mila will be Doche Ashvus to Shvus, right? That's only because of the pressure of Mila, of the mitzvah itself is something that is Doche Shabbos, so then it's like, you know, in order to do it, we're allowed to overcome like a Shvus to Shvus. But in general, there's no real difference between a Shvus and a Shvus to Shvus. They're all Asur Darabana. Okay? So it's like a very interesting sort of counter to everything we've been saying so far, where the Ramban and like this and Tosos basically say like, no, right? The fact that you have multiple darabanan doesn't change things. It's just still awesome with darabanan, right? Okay. Just like a nice point that's also similar to this this Ramban is the Rajba basically says, someone says like, oh, like you have this case, so like maybe like in order to have like fresh food at like a wedding, you could do Amir Lenachri, right? And he says, do Amir Lenachri before Shabbos, and it'll be in, have it only for like a derabanan, so it'll be shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. So the Rashba says back, like, you can't do that, right? Shahare li, and he says in general, you can't compare these things. Oteida, in omrim b'shvusim zeh dome lezeh, ve'in lenu behem elamashe tiru b'feirush. Look, at the end of the day, there's no mechanic that allows you to be doche. When the Rabbanan said it's aser, you know, even if it's a shvus, it's going to be aser. And the only time it's mutter is when the Rabbanan explicitly were matir for some reason. Right? So it's really, there's no mechanic that allows you to be matir b'makom mitzvah. It's, you know, the Rabbanan had to have gotten together and decided that they thought, you know, it should be doche. They're going to be matir it explicitly. But there's no mechanic that says that there's any kula. So it's also like similar idea. And just sort of put it all together again, right? So one option is Amir Lenachri B'makom Mitzvah is fine because it's in Bo Maisa, right? Either because that's the lack of action or inherent to Amir Lenachri. Then we had, right, Amir Lenachri by Nisiz Rabbanon, either because it's Shvus Tishvus, or because Amir Lenachri by Rabbanon is fundamentally less problematic. Or really, shvusim are aser. Even shvus to shvus is aser. It's dafka by mila that we're going to be mati. Okay, the Egle Tal just says, "Oh, why?" Right? He says, "Oh, by avodah zara, right? Avodah zara ziharik bal yavar." He says, "Okay, avodah zara ziharik bal yavar." And there's a din that abizraihu de avodah zara, things that are like midrabanan extensions of avodah zara are also ziharik bal yavar. Okay? Even though they're only, let's say, Darabana, they're not 100% the real deal. But since they're extensions of Avodah Zarah, they're also Yehareg Vayavor. So he says, right? If that's true for like Yehareg Vayavor, it's also true for in the opposite direction. Why? It says, Mila is Doche Shabbos, right? Machshirei Mila are like Abizrahu de Mila. So just like Abizrahu de Avodah Zarah are Yehareg Vayavor, right? So Mila is Doche Shabbos, Abizrahu de Mila. It's like a one down, like parallel. If the mitzvah is docha Shabbos and the darabanan is, then the hachana is going to be docha the darabanan. There's like a parallel structure, and it's like a cool explanation. It's like why he says like okay, mila is docha Shabbos, but machshira mila are not the mitzvah of milas. So they're not docha Shabbos, so why should they be docha shvusin? So he says, oh, it's just like the idea of abizrahu. Just like Abizrahu are like Yahweh Yavor, even though they're not the real deal, but they're part of like that, you know, that mitzvah. So too, like in the positive sense, you know, if it's Abizrahu of a mitzvah, then if the mitzvah is Docha Shabbos, then in the Abizrahu will be Docha the Shvos. You know, just like a cool idea. Okay. Now, one last sort of approach is to sort of also again throw everything out again. This is like third or fourth time we're throwing everything out the window. And the Rashba says, there's a third/fourth approach that just like says, no, you're, you know, I object. You got it all wrong. Says the Rashba, Umori harav zal kasav, my Rebbe Rabbeinu Yonah wrote, Behochosav, the shvus sheyes bo maisa, shvus sheim bo maisa, amrinan hasam. Kulam ba'amir l'gayhin u'kidasa rav alfasi. Right, we're only talking within Amir l'nachri. Ela she'in perush ma'isa malacha kiyon she'perush haravza. It's not that we're mechalek between Amir l'nachri by daraisis and darabanan. She'afil b'mevi derech gagos malacha hu oseh. V'yimishum de'ena malacha daraisa, ha'yela lomer v'lo shan alach men shvash yish bo ma'isa daraisa, l'shvash shen bo ma'isa daraisa. Ela, yish bo ma'isa perush sh'nischad yish bo ma'isa begufo shel davar. Kigon asiyas kli. O afia ubishol ulahachi mayim ukiyote beilu shenischadish inyan bigufan vidami hay maisa lilishna darmina ba'alma Rabbi Yochanan Nasandar maisa Shabbos dorais. Okay, says Rabbi Yona, what's the difference? The difference is between hotza and other malachos. Why? All right, so if you remember all the way back when we did the sugya of hotza malacha grua, one of the big strangenesses, difficulties of hotza is that there's no maisa, or there's no totza really, there's no cheftza. Normally, right? If I do makib bepatish, I made a cup. You know, if I light a fire, there's a fire. If I did orig, so then you have a shirt, right? If you do hotza, then you simply move object from chatzar A to chatzar B, from rishas A to rishas B. The object remains intact. Nothing about it has changed. right? So, right, there's like a whole discussion, like what, you know, does that change how we have to learn it out? Does it actually have nafka minas in the end of the day? So one of the shittos who thought there's a nafka mina is Rabbeinu Yonah. This is one of those nafka minas. Rabbeinu Yonah thinks that chutzah melacha gruahi. There's no change in the chefza, and therefore you're allowed to ask a guy to do it b'makom mitzvah on Shabbos, even though it's an issur d'oraisa, because chutzah melacha gruahi. Now, why? Before we get into that, why would that make sense? Right, it's a little bit strange. So the Rajba kind of like continues. He says, "Oh, why would we call it ispa ma'isa leispa ma'isa?" Says, "Oh, we have a paradigm for that, where we consider right." Rabbi Yochanan Sander says, "Ma'isa Shabbos is doraisa. The hasam lo mikri ma'isa Shabbos elak yigon afia ubisho v'kayote behen ava havas kelim va'ochlin mershus lershus." Vaday lo mitzri afilu Rabbi Yochanan Sandler behava atan kivan shalom itchadesh behen hachana b'Shabbes. Is why right? Just like Ma'isa Shabbos, there's no din of Ma'isa Shabbos. There's another nafkumina of hotzah malacha gruahi. There's no isra of Ma'isa Shabbos on something that you did hotzah. At least according to the Rashba. Why? Because Ma'isa Shabbos is oser the cheftza because something in the cheftza has changed. And now you have this new cheftza that was made on Shabbos. So the new part that was made on Shabbos is Asr Bahana on Shabbos, right? But Chotzah, nothing changed in the Chefza, so there's no Isra of Ma'isa Shabbos. Lefikach, hechmiru ba'amira legoi, afilu b'makom mitzvah, hecha dekametakin u'mechadesh midi be'gof hadavar, mishum dehevi tvei uvdan dechol, aval b'shvus she'im bo Ma'isa be'gufo shel davar, kigon hava'al bilvad, mirshos lirshos, Inu nira ko uvdan dechol, velo hechmiru ba'amirasa, ela elu divrei mor. So he says two things here, which are a little bit hard to know exactly which one is the ikar. Okay. First, he says, right, it's called ispe ma'isa lispe ma'isa based on the idea of ma'isa Shabbos. There's a change in the chefza, right? And by hotzah, there's no change in the chefza. And then he says, I would say, like, what could be the problem? Why should the fact that it's Chotzah help us in Amir Lanachri? So I feel like he's giving us two separate options. Okay? And there's a machlokes between me and my wife about which one is the correct way to read the Rajba. I wanted to read the Rajba as that the Ikar is, it's Ma'isa Shabbos is the Ikar, right? Here, the Rabbi Yochanan Sander, Ma'isa Shabbos de Oraisa, V'hasam lo kari Ma'isa Shabbos, Ela kagon afia u'bishol v'kayotze, Ava havas kelim v'ochlim mershos l'shos v'adai lo mitzri. The Cheftza that you're getting at the end of the day is from the guy, right? Is something which is usher because of Ma'aseh Shabbos. If I ask a guy to do a malacha for me on Shabbos, I'm now benefiting from this chefza, which was made on Shabbos. If he boils water for me on Shabbos and I want to use that water, right? So now I'm using a chefza that was made on Shabbos or was changed on Shabbos, right? I'm using a Ma'aseh Shabbos. So we're not going to allow you to do that b'makom mitzvah because at the end of the day, you're using something that was created on Shabbos, right? That's the way I wanted to read the Rashba. I wanted to bring a raya from the Ritva. Okay, the Ritva here said only brings up the v'hu milashon ma'aseh Shabbos aser when he quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. So I'd say, well, the whole idea is that because there's a shinui in the chefta, there's now a new chefta that was created on Shabbos, or changed chefta on Shabbos, and I can't use that for the mitzvah, right? Because now I'm using a chefta of Ma'aser Shabbos, right? This chefta has had Chil Shabbos like in it, basically, and by using it, I'm over on the Isser, right? I'm being mishamish by Ma'aser Shabbos. Devora wanted to say that actually, Adraba, if you look at the Rajba, right, the Rajba then adds on something that the Ritva doesn't have, right? Which is, Lefikach echmiru ba'amira legai, afilu makom mitzvah, heicha dekametakinu mechadish mili begof ha'davar, mishum dehevi tvei uvdan dechol. The action of the guy, right, is tvei uvdan dechol, is super not Shabbistic, let's translate into those terms, right, because he's making something new. And by making something new, right, you're getting the guy to do something that's very much contrary to Shabbos. However, b'shvus she'im bo ma'isa b'gufo shel davar kigon hava bilvad, mirshos l'rshos, eino nirek uvdan d'chol. What action has the guy done that is contrary to Shabbos? V'lo hechmiru ba'amirasa. Right? The guy hasn't done any action of malacha that sort of screams out that it's contrary to Shabbos. The guy hasn't done anything, right, which sort of is mezalzel b'Shabbos. All he did was he moved the object from here to there. Okay. You know, inside your own house, that action is perfectly fine. I do that all the time on Shabbos, right? I move it from the living room to the dining room to the dining room to the living room, right? I move things from my bedroom to the kitchen to the dining room. I'm moving the objects. I'm doing that very same action. Is there something problematic? Is there something inherently offensive to Shabbos that's uvdan d'chol by asking the guy to do the action that I do all the time in my house, right? Just now he's doing it in a slightly different context. So can you do it yourself? Of course not. It's a malacha. It's a sederaisa. It's a skila, right? But in terms of the uvdan d'chol of asking the guy to do it, the amira l'nachri, have the talking to the guy about it, isn't necessarily, right, not Shabbistic. It's not uvdan d'chol because, right, the guy's doing an action which you do all the time in the just in a slightly different context, right? So that's the way Dvorah wanted to read it. I think actually I'm kind of sold equally on both of them, right? That either the problem is that what's the difference between these two, by the way? Where's the focus of our issue?
I feel like maybe it's what malachos are. Like you define a malacha as something that's not of the dechol.
Okay, I was just going for much less sort of like broader chakira. According to the Rajba, or no, it's not a good thing because that's a simple mistake. According to the idea of uvdan dechol, the difference is in the maisa, is in the gavra, right? In what you're doing. In terms of the Maisa Shabbos idea, the difference is in the hefta that you're going to use afterwards, right? Is the difference in what is in the action of the guy, right? When I do Amir Lenachri by Hotzah, so there's no mas, there's no Uvdan Dechol. I'm not asking him to do an action which is Uvdan Dechol, and that's why it's okay. Or is it that after he does it, I'm not using a hefta which is, you know, a Maisa Shabbos hefta, right? Is it that I'm not using an object that's problematic because no change has been undergone in here? Or is it that I'm asking him to do an action which is not inherently of the dechol because he's just doing that, right? So one is the focus is on the hefta that I now want to use for the mitzvah, right? And now taking that, let's go back to Amir Lenachri. Is the main problem by Amir Lenachri what I'm getting him to do, right? Either because of the Amira is to do Uvdin Dechol, or because the guy is now going to do Uvdin Dechol for my benefit, and that's, let's say, Zilzul Shabbos, if we want to take the Rambam. Or, actually, the real Isser, the real problem, isn't on that whole thing. The real problem is actually the fact that after the guy does the Malacha, I'm going to go and use whatever Hefta it is. I'm going to go and use an object which was Master Shabbos. Right? So actually, it's just a very interesting idea. It introduces to us a whole new world of maybe the real problem of the Amir Lenachri is actually only happening after he does the Maisa, and now I have the Hefta and I want to like do something with it. Okay, just one last shita that I'm just going to throw out there because it's just funny. It's like kind of cool. The Riaz, who's the grandson of the Tosos Rid, says actually, you know, just like another one of these extreme, like, you know, all these things are saying like, oh, of course you can be Mati Amir Lenachri in all these cases, because there's like this mechanism that allows us to be matir. The Riaz says, oh, actually, you can never be Matir Amir Lenachri. And the only time we're ever Matir Amir Lenachri b'shvus b'makom mitzvah is by like an Eruvei Chatziros, because like Eruv Chatziros is not even really like an Issa D'Rabbanan. It's like a lesser level gzera. Kalhu v'hitiros ayde gai makom mitzvah. It's like a gzera that you're not, it's like a tzivu, it's like a din that you're not allowed to be metalto there. But it's not like a shvus d'rabanan. It's like a malacha d'rabanan. It's not like even like a regular gzera. It's like a specific, like, oh, it's asur metalto until you do your ma'ariv. So you were ma'ariv, so like, okay, you didn't, you know, you don't have the matir. But like the for the guys, you know, ayde gai, it's like not such a big deal. It's like a special din in Erev Chatzeros. Okay, so anyway, this is like last option is to say it's really not about Amir Lenachri, and it's really not even about Shavos to Shavos Makom Mitzvah. It's about Chotzah versus all the other Malachos, right? Chotzah Malach Gruhi. There's no Chefza. Either the Riyad says like, oh, by Erev Chatzeros, it's like, you know, it's like a Kalhu Shekilu. It's like the most Kal Isser. Or Rabbi Yonah says no, Chotzah Malach Gruhi, and therefore there's no Maisa, right? I would say what's arbitrarily we're going to decide. That the Rajba says it's Uvdan Dachol, because the Ritva clearly seems to think it's Masa Shabbos. The Ritva says, oh, Masa Shabbos, there's no Chefza that the Malacha was done on, so there's no reason to not let you use it, right? But in general, by Isa Mitzvah, we're not going to say, oh, you could just go use this Chefza, which was Isra was done with it, and Malacha was done with it on Shabbos, Lutzarach Mitzvah. But here, there's no Chefza, so there's nothing Usr at the end of the day. There's no problem at the end of the day that you're not allowed to use this Chefza. Or for the Rajba, you're allowed to tell him to do the action because the action of Hotzah itself is not Uvdan Dachol, right? There's nothing problematic with asking a guy to like go like that. It happens to be the context where the guy is doing it would be a Malacha. But the action of Hotzah doesn't change a Chefta. So the action is not Uvdan Dachol, right? Sometimes it's an Isra Malacha and a Chanami. But there's no Uvdan Dachol in the action because the action is something you do in your house all the time. Okay. And that's just the summary again of the whole thing, and that is our sugya. So really, we saw a huge gamut of approaches, right? Is it something specific to Amir Lenachri? Is it any shvus or shvus to shvus? Is it something? Is this a mechanism that says that yes, in certain cases, b'makom mitzvah, you can do Amir Lenachri or you can do a shvus to shvus, and that's sort of built into the system. That there are these heterim, right? That Amir Lenachri b'makom d'rabanan, there's just no chalos, so there's almost, you know, there's really no iser. Or on the sort of the opposite end of the spectrum, or it's a v'daber davar, and daber davar is mutar letzorach shamayim. Or the opposite end of the spectrum, that it all depends on exactly what the rabbanan goes there. It's only b'makom mila where mila itself is docha Shabbos. It's only by, the riyaz. It's only makom mitzvah by darabanan and in erev chadashenu murevas. And then we saw like this very interesting sheet of Rabbi Yonah, which is sort of like in the middle. And it's, there's this very fundamental difference of by chotzah that, you know, chotzah is just like a different type of malacha, just connecting us back to the very beginning of the year. Chotzah malach gruhi, there's no maisa, there's no real chefza change in the object, and therefore, that interaction with the guy is just fundamentally different. Okay, shukach. I think we're going to get